Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty has signed the bill legalizing same-sex marriage in the District of Columbia, clearing the way for the law to take effect in mid-spring after a congressional review period. Fenty signed in front of 150 activists and same-sex couples, many of whom say they plan to marry, in the sanctuary of All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington's Mount Pleasant district. Fenty said, "We knew this day would come. I say to the world, an era of struggle ends for thousands in Washington, D.C. Our city is taking a leap forward." Before he signed the bill, Fenty spoke of his own interracial upbringing, noting it was illegal for his parents to get married 40 years ago. "This is one of the churches my parents would have brought me to when I was a boy," he said, as his parents sat among advocates in the second pew. "Things have a way of coming full circle when you're mayor." Janet Jones, 70, and Chris Cobb, 80, also attended. Partners for 10 years, Jones and Cobb married in 2008 in California, but now they plan to renew their marriage in the District of Columbia. On Thursday, the Reverend Robert Hardies, senior pastor at All Souls, said he was honored that his church was chosen for the bill signing. "We believe this is a historic step forward for justice and human rights in our nation's capital," he told the Washington Post. The measure was opposed by other religious leaders. The Catholic Archdiocese of Washington, for example, has strongly opposed the bill, saying its charitable arm might have to cancel its contract with the city to deliver social services. And British Broadcasting Corporation World Service Director Peter Horrocks apologized Thursday for hosting an online debate over whether gays should face capital punishment in Uganda. The network drew criticism from some lawmakers and users of the discussion forum, which ran under the headline, "Should Homosexuals Face Execution?" The BBC's Africa Have Your Say website had asked for people's views on a proposed Ugandan law that would punish some homosexual acts by life imprisonment or death. The African country's parliament is also considering rules that could jail family and friends for up to 7 years if they fail to report homosexuality to authorities. Lynn Featherstone, a Liberal Democrat opposition member of parliament, said she was deeply offended that the BBC thought it legitimate to debate killing homosexuals. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.